Oh, this is Shemaka Mises. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
No, I'm done with you. We're good? Okay, Tzoraim Tovim Rabotai. I just want to wrap up Netina Batchila B'Shabbat. There are these two snippets of Rav Moshe that apparently are being mas'id et kol ha'onam among poskei Ashkenazim. So this is in...
Being Igrot,
huh?
Being what?
Mas'ir. So is making the entire Ashkenazi poskim world tumultuous in understanding
what it
is. Mas'ir, milashon ruach se'ara, osa devaro. Se'ara is like a...
Samach,
right? Samach, yeah. Anyway, so Rav Moshe seems to... He was asked, these are two questions back to back. Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet of Igrot Moshe, Siman Ayin Dalet, and these are Otiot Lamed Dalet and Lamed He. These were little short questions and answers that he had with Rav Shimon Eider. Now listen very carefully to the wording, because this is going to be everything. Yeah, this is thanks to Ruvi for inspiring me to look even weiter. So, Shkoyach. Okay. So, Rav Moshe was asked, Ha'im mutar lechamem al gabe ha-radiator k'dera shenitbashela v'hi adayin chama k'tzat gam belo efse k'dera kivan shen derech bishul bekach. So first of all, in the question you already see, minhag Ashkenazim, as long as it's not completely cold, according to Maran, putting something on a radiator where it has the, if it dips under yad soledet bo, and if it has the ability to get back to yad soledet bo when you put it on, which radiators can get hot, is it muta? According to Maran, bevadai shasur, because forget about mechzekim vashel, you have a bishul issue, right? So Rav Moshe was answering lefi Ashkenazim that as long as it's still not nitztanin legamre, it's still okay. Now, important to point out is that what's the halacha? Radiator plata, it doesn't matter. Let's say you have something. Let's say something that both Maran and the Rama would agree on. Something, a liquid, fully cooked liquid, is fully cold. Fully cold, and which means that we're concerned about bishul achar bishul. Can I put it, let's say I just want to be mafig tzinato. I just want to put it on the plata for a few minutes for it to get a little warm. I'm going to stand there and make sure it doesn't hit yetzo ledetbo. Mutar o asur.
To bring it to room temperature.
Let's say. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if you're putting it keneged ha'ish, next to the fire, in a place where it cannot reach yad soledet bo, bevadai shemutar. There's no question.
He's talking about liquid that was already cooked?
Bevadai, yeah.
Cool down.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the plata. The plata is a place where the liquid can very well reach yad soledet bo if you put it on. La'alacha, all the poskim say that lechatechila, it is asur to put it down even for a moment. You can't put it down even for a moment. Why? Since it has the ability to reach yad soledet bo over there, whether it's a plata or a radiator or whatever it is, it has the ability to reach yad soledet bo. Even if you're watching, what are we concerned about? You might leave it there, you forget, and you're going to leave it there, and then it's going to reach yad soledet bo, and then you have a problem of bishul. The only time that there's room for kula, there's a Shut Zivchei Tzedek, the Rebbe of the Ben Yishchai, Abdallah Somech, and others who say that bimkom zaken o chole. Okay? Let's say a baby bottle is a very common example. You want to heat up a baby bottle on the plata or the milk or whatever it is for a few seconds or a few minutes just so it gets a little warm so the baby doesn't have to drink. Or chole. He needs something a little bit warm. Not that it's going to reach yad soledet bo. Over there, zaken or chole, together with a shomer, together with having somebody stay there the whole time and watch that. You can take it off before it hits yad soledet bo. That's the only way there is room for kula. But for a regular bari, it's asur. Now,
even you can put it the kula amma, you can put it next to the plata, whatever.
You can put it next to the plata in a place where it's never going to reach yad soledet bo. No issue. That's perfectly fine. Same. Now, the question over here wasn't about. Obviously, we're talking about either a liquid that's still not completely cold, according to the Rama, or let's say the same question by radiator would be. For completely cold, solid foods. The question is, since there's no derech to be mevashel on a radiator, is there mechzekim vashel or not? Says Rav Moshe, b'zeh lashon.
Why is it the same?
Why?
So the shaila was only about something that cooled down. That's the same thing as in the scene of Atchil on Shabbos? It's the same thing?
Who says where it's... You don't know where it's coming from.
No, but he's saying it's a thing that...
You don't know where it's... He didn't say it came from the radiator.
Right, okay.
Now... We're treating this as Nesina B'Tchila. What about Tanaya Chazara? That Ashkenazim need Tanaya Chazara? That's why he says it's still Cham Ktzat. That's where he's coming from. That's what I understand. Tshuva, le'amid kedera shi'chama k'tzat k'shur shira'ui le'ochlo mechamat chamimuto mutar al ha'radiator. Says mutar. Apparently, what he's understanding is that as long as it's cham k'tzat, they're able to heat it. You're able to eat it as is, and it's not like completely cold. There is no mechzekim vashil on radiator since there's no derech there. Follow-up question: Ot lamed hei ha'im mutar lechamim kdera shenitbashela v'chama k'tzat. Same idea. Al gabei machshirim shenoadu lechimum v'lo lebishul. Appliances that are made for reheating, not for cooking. Ki plata chashmalit, electric hot plate, or hot tray, or shulchan mechumam be'edim. That's a steam table. Yeah, haven't seen one of those in like whatever. Gam belo efse kedera de en derech bishul bekach. Okay, that was the question. Says Rav Moshe, a little bit of a different language. Al plata chashmalit im I ifshal litbashel sham az mutal leamid kedera chama im en sham el amida achat lachom. Rav Moshe says, in order to use a hot plate for netina betchila b'shabbat, you need two things. Number one, the inability to cook there. Number two, only one setting. Meaning as opposed to multiple settings, you can't play with it. V'im yesh shte midot, asur. If it has different settings for different heats, then he says it's asur.
Unless you do garuf katun.
He doesn't even say with garuf katun. Maybe he holds, I don't know. He doesn't say garuf katun.
He's not talking about a sira batchilan
jam? He is.
So
garuf katum would not help for that. That's right. If you're doing chazara on that, garuf katum would work. But netina batchila, according to the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskei Ashkenaz, so you're right, garuf katum wouldn't work. So he says, v'hu shelo yeh be'ofen atmana, she'az yeh atmana b'davar ha'mosif aval she'asur. Obviously, you got to take care of atmana issues, because if you don't, you're going to have this, we're talking about without atmana. So, those are the words of Rav Moshe. Now, interestingly, based on this Rav Moshe, like I told you last time, Rav Willig in Sefer Amor Dechai understands from this Rav Moshe that even netina b'techila is mutar as is for Ashkenazim on regular one, you know, single setting hot plates. Yeah.
What does he mean chama k'tzas? Does that mean just you took it out of the fridge and left it out a little bit, or it was previously?
It sounds like it's previously hot.
So not, isn't that not?
I think he's only saying that because otherwise you'd have bishul issues. If it's completely cold, chamaktas means you don't have a bishul issue with the davar lach. That's what he means. That's what I understand. Meaning, if you took it out of the fridge and it's freezing cold, but it's a davar yavesh, it should be fine, according to him. That's what it seems like. Rav Willig understands it like that. The Rav Simcha Bonim Kon, Cham Shmuel showed me in his He'arot. He understands also the Rav Moshe to understand like that. He actually brings a very interesting raya from Chidushei Rashba, who writes in Masechet Shabbat that you're allowed to put food, let's say it's fully cooked dry food, kenegida'ish, which means very close, not on the fire, but close to the fire, in a place that it's going to be, that it's going to reach Yatzolidit. It's mutar. Why? Because kenegida ish is not on the ish mamash, and therefore it's in derech bishul bekach, even though it's reaching yatzoledet bo, since it's not derech bishul, it's going to be mutar, and you don't need tnae chazara. And therefore, he shtels tzu, this is what Rav Moshe means by allowing electric hot plates. Electric hot plates cannot be any worse, says Rav Simcha Bonim Kon, than samuch la'ish, in a place where it can get yatzoledet bo. He understands him like that also. Rav Eider, in his Laws of Shabbos book, which, by the way, he is the addressee of this tshuva, meaning that this whole long tshuva in Igros Moshe was written to him, he also understands the Igrot Moshe that's in Laws of Shabbos, page 313. He says also Mefurash, that Rav Moshe allows putting netina b'techila directly onto any hot plate. Okay, so that's that. Nevertheless, there are, besides for the poskim that we spoke about last time that asered, Rav Eliashiv, Shmirat Shabbat Kilcheta, also says that, do you remember last time, putting it directly on a blech, we spoke about directly on a blech, would an upside-down pot work to let's call it double garufi katum, make an extra hakir to make it mutar according to the Ashkenazim. Rav Eliashib said no, based on the Svar of the Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman said yes, but Shmirat Shabbat Kil Chata says Meforash that even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, putting something directly, netina batechila, onto a hot plate would be asur. Okay? He says that Meforash. Now, Rav Belsky, Alav Shalom, quoted in Halachically Speaking, written by his Talmud, Rav Moshe David Leibowitz, he writes in Halachically Speaking, Volume 4, I don't remember exactly which page, but he says over there that according to Rav Belsky, that is not what Rav Moshe was talking about. He says Rav Moshe was talking about, look at the words. He says, Al plata chashmanit, im e efshar litbashel sham, if it can't cook. If it can cook, even though it's not considered the normal method of cooking, it still would be asur according to Rav Moshe. And the Rav, what's his name over here?
Kleinman.
Rav Kleinman, yeah, says the same thing b'shem Rav Shmuel over here. Yeah. Where was it? Shmuel, do you remember where it was? Lo zoye, Moshe ve'Aharon ve'Chohanav u'Shmuel ve'Korei Shemo. Melamed she'Shmuel shakul keneged Moshe ve'Aharon. The Gemara says, shakul. Where was this? No, this is at Mana.
Yeah.
Oh, here, Kuf Yud Aleph. Here we go. So he says over here like this. In Kovetz Alachot, page Kuf Yud Aleph. It's in Shabbat Chelek Bet, page Kuf Yud Aleph. Listen to Shmuel. Netinat tavshil agabe plata chashmalit. אסור ליתן תבשיל מבושל כל צורכו על גבי פלטה חשמלית בשבת, אפילו אם היא גרופה או כתומה. That's big stuff. Now, where he says, even if the plata is garuf ekatum, he says it's still asur to do it for the first time on Shabbat. What's the hara? What's the nimuk? Where does he get it from? So he brings the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and then he says, וכן משמע בשוט יגרות משה. He quotes the Rav Moshe that we're talking about. The asur b'shabbat la'amid k'dira shenitbashela al gabe plata shenoad l'chimum v'lo l'bishul k'she'efshar levashel sham. He makes the same hour as Rav Belsky. That Rav Moshe says meforash that if you're able to, that only if it's not efshar levashel, but if it's efshar levashel, he says v'chin amar morenu v'rabenu shlita, that's Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, the plata chashiv nami mekom bishul. It's considered a place where you cook. And he says, "V'ladami le'ma'aziva she'no makom b'shul klal, v'lachin asu le'amid aleha tavshil b'techila b'shabbat, af k'shevar nitbashel kol tzorko, ad kan dvarav." That's what he says. So everyone is pulling this tshuva in Rav Moshe different ways.
Tug of war.
It's very interesting. Bevadai u'bevadai yesh makom le'akir. Because that seems to be the simple understanding. La'aniyu da'ati, I don't understand what the svara would be, even according to Rav Belsky and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, what exactly do you lose from the fact that it can cook there? Hare, we're not talking about a bishul issue, correct? We're talking about davar yavesh, let's say. Okay? Or davar lach, that is not completely cold, so according to the Ramah, there's also no bishul. What is it that we're handling? We're handling mechzekim bashel. Mechzekim bashel doesn't have to do with the fact that it is mevushal there, it's able to be mevushal. Mechzekim bashel has to do with what? Darkolit bashel, if it's the normal method. Even the Rashba, who says that you're allowed to be somech, you're allowed to put the food samuch la'esh, even b'makom shira'ui lit bashel. Why? Because not the derech. L'chaura, al pipshuto, the, what's it called? The Rav Simcha Bonim Cohen's book?
Shabbos Kitchen.
So his svara, his tushtel, is a good one. Meaning, yes, can you cook on a plata? Yes. Do people cook on platas? Absolutely not. When was the last time anybody cooked anything on a plata? And that, by the way, is the svara of the Abi Omer, when he allows platas on Shabbat. Obviously, the rules are a little bit different for Sfaradim, but he says that's the svara. The svara is, even though it gets super hot and whatever, but it's not the derech to be mevashel on it. So what should be the difference over here if you consider it samuch la'esh? That's a good time.
Could you argue it's almost viduyik in Ramosha. Ramosha says, in Ef Shalei Special, he says, memeila, it's the derech. So if that's not the Metzius, if that's not, those are not the facts.
Those weren't his words. That's not what he said. Od pam. Al plata chashmalit, im e efshar litbashel sham, az mutar le'amid kedera chama, im en sham el amida achat. He doesn't say because it's not the, because it's the derech.
He doesn't say, oh, I thought he said something about derech. Okay.
No, that's his words. Again, Rav Moshe is not clear. You see, poskim going lekan unkan. So again, if you see an Ashkenazi doing that lechatchila b'Shabbat, certainly yeshna al malismoch. There's plenty of poskim that understand it. Again, I don't think that this is an American versus an Eretz Yisrael issue. I don't really agree with the way that was presented because, again, it's not poskim America versus poskim Eretz Yisrael. They understood this prima gadim a little bit differently. Yeah, I think there's certainly makom lismoch, but I just wanted to point out that this Igrot Moshe is certainly, if you want to be medakin, not to say that I understand the poskim who are machmir bedat of Moshe. I don't understand them because you seem to have a Rashba meforash. Bet Yosef brings the Rashba. The Derke Moshe paskins like the Rashba. They say meforash that you're allowed to be somech keneged daesh afilu bemakom shera'ui litbashig. So what's pshat? I don't know. A plata, there is no way. A plata can cook. Yes, it certainly can if you left it there for however long you need to, but it's certainly not the derech levashel. It's not, nobody cooks on a plata. That you'd have to, you know, that's nuts. Nobody does that. You know what I'm saying? So, yesh tzedadim lekan ulchan, but at the end of the day, certainly yesh leman moshe yismachu. So,
I went to show Rabbi, I found, to show Rabbi afterwards, I found in Rivul Sefrayim,
yeah,
he says, a very short tshuva, he says, okay, what Moshe matired, and he says specifically, he said it's only the hot plates in Chutz La'aretz that are colder, whichever, but
not as hot.
Not as hot, but the ones in Eretz Yisrael,
which get very hot, that's bichlal what he says over here. Im eif shalit bashel sham.
Specifically, he's addressing that. But why? Which what's the svara?
I need the svara for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if it's not the derech levashel, so what's the difference?
Unless
you consider it, because this is the only thing that I can possibly say to understand the Svara, is that since it's Efshalit Bashel Sham, so it's, even though it's not an open fire, but it's not any better than Kira Grufa Uktuma. And once it's Kira Grufa Uktuma, then according to the Prima Gadim and the Mishvura, you can't do Netina Batchila, you can only do Chazara. Why? I don't know. But that's the only Svara I could say. But this is, this is the big debate. Now, there's a lot more hot plates on the market now. They start, when I was a kid, the only hot plates that they sold in Judaica stores or in Amazing Savings were the Israeli ones. Plata shel Shabbat, you know what I'm saying? Like the ones, and those get really hot. Nowadays, they have like Chefman and whatever, all these other companies. Those bevadai have major issues with because they have multiple settings. So over there, Rav Moshe is not maskim to be mekel over there anyway. Even according to Sfaradim, by the way, if the plata has multiple settings, it needs to be garufi katum.
What does that mean?
That you have to upside down tin or cover it with a few layers of aluminum foil. You have to make a kit on it because take off the buttons, cover the buttons, machloket whether or not that helps. But technically, so Sfaradim having these new, they're not American because they're all made in China. The Israeli brands, the American brands, whatever, they're all made in China. But the platas that have multiple settings, even according to Sfaradim, who are more mekel with netina batechila, you're still going to have a problem because that's not no longer considered garufa katum because it has multiple settings. So you have to take care of that. Yeah, Joe, what do you say?
According to the Ashkenazim material on Rav Moshe,
yeah,
what kind of food are we talking about? What kind of the cold, not cold liquid?
Well, either liquid that is not completely cold yet, liquid, which according to Maran would be bishul mamash, or foods that are solid even if they're completely cold.
Asur.
Mutar.
So one more time, sorry.
Liquids, fully cooked liquids that are not completely cold.
Or according to the Ramah.
According to the Ramah. I'm talking about according to the Ramah. Rav Moshe was talking according to the Ramah. And or fully cooked solids that are, even if they are completely cold.
And you said a gerfer katum for Sfaradim means to put two layers of tin plus cover buttons?
You don't need to, as long as you're covering the heat source, you don't really need to cover the buttons. Gerufa katum, we hold la halacha, is a hekir in miyut hachom on the heat source, not necessarily on the buttons.
What do we hold about the buttons? If you cover the buttons, just the buttons?
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. It's not enough to cover the buttons. You have to actually do gerufa katum you have to put like a blech or multiple layers of aluminum foil on the plata itself. Shmuel Matomen.
I think he says over here, I think he needs to be saying there's no, he doesn't understand what should be different than a radiator. Why are we?
Omnam mibchana ma'ase yadua she'en mishiyaniach levashel al platat shabbat ma'achal bilti mivushal. Nobody does that. V'lecha orah, לא גרה מרדיאטור שניתן לבשל להם, אך אין בו איסור חזרה, כי אין מי שעושה כן. וסיבת המחלוקת לעניין פלטת שבת נעוצה בזה, אם יש להתייחס להחמיר בזה, כיוון שהדרך לחמם עליו, או שאין להתייחס רק לבישול ולא לחימום. He's asking Makasha. So he's asking on Rav Meishan, is leaving Rav Meishan at Tzarech Ian because of Makasha. ברוך שכיוונתי. Ding. So that's another point for the Rav Meisha Matirers versus the Rav Meisha Asurers. Right? That's a good question.
But this Rashba that Rabbi said to me, he was
Muskam. Muskam. And there's no cholek. But Yosef brings him down. Ain't shum cholek. To, at kana botai, have a wonderful day.
9:15 Q&A. 9:30 Q&A, 9:15 one-on-one, if anyone wants to order.